Well, the White House has pledged to provide $1.5 billion in disaster assistance for farmers administratively, a promise made to Senate Ag Chair Blanche Lincoln, who removed the ag aid provision from the small business bill the Senate considered late last month. And Chairman Lincoln has recently checked in with the White House to find out how it intends to fund the package for 2009 crop losses.
There's a couple of different sections that USDA can do interagency transfers and get those resources out in disaster situations or anything else. So there's absolutely the vehicle and the opportunity to do that. I've got a commitment from them, and we're working on making it happen.
And Farm Service Agency Administrator Jonathan Kalpas says that Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has directed his agency to come up with a process for delivering the payments.
We've been discussing, you know, the whole host of how does it work, how would it work if we were to do it, what things do we have in place, do we need to reinvent wheels, or can we use what we got in existence if in fact it goes through FSA and through our processes. But the real issue in this is I don't think everything's been hammered out. We're still kind of negotiating how we do this, and so we're trying to get our ducks in a row in case we are called upon to do it, and obviously we figure we're probably the most likely source.
And while there is some aid for livestock and produce growers, the bulk of the disaster spending would result from an additional one-time payment to producers of corn, cotton, rice, soybeans, and wheat in disaster-approved counties, equal to 90% of their 2009 direct payments. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.